That was Boss Martians, the song Opportunistic Girl. Before that, the Chevelles with Something About You, and we started that little set off with Kurt Baker and She Don't Want to Be Alone. That is just going to about do it for me here. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for listening to Breakfast for Dinner. We'll be back next time with more music, and I hope you tune in. In the meantime, I am going to leave you with a song by the band Watts, The Night the Lights Went Down. Thanks for listening. This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
Smile, smile, smile. If not now, well then have a sip or two, and maybe while you can smile, but leave that with the body. Chilly mornings, hard to tell the sun is even up, but it is. Morning is here. Morning is broken, like the first morning. It's time to wake up and face another day in our troubled and confusing world. I know that's hard for you, my love. I know you have a hard time waking up in the morning. I myself, I wake up like a small boy every day, cheerful, happy, smiling, singing. And then by noon, I feel fairly mature. By evening, I'm in deep despair. I wake up the next day, I'm okay again. I know it's kind of the opposite for you, my love, which is probably why we get along as well as we do, especially along about early afternoon. But you know what I did this morning, baby? Even though it's cold out, I ran into the kitchen. I made you some coffee, even though I'm kind of an Earl Grey type of guy myself. I like that tea. Coffee seems a little bitter to me, but you love coffee, and that's what love is all about, learning to love what your lover loves, getting as close as you can anyway. And in spite of the way this song sounds, my love, I didn't make it in a percolator. You know I wouldn't do that to you. I know you're a coffee aficionado. You people don't even want to hear about percolators, no. I use the number 6 milliliter filter in the pour-through cone. I use those good dark French roast beans. I ground them up in a little grinder thing. I timed it when I was grinding them, just for you, my love. It's some good stuff. I got my finger down in there by that blade. Watch out, it's sharp. I got every fleck of that black gold out. I got it all into the cone. Put in a little half and half, because I know you like that. It's some good stuff. If you could just sit up now and just try and open your left eye. Just work on your left eye. It's all downhill from there. Get your olfactory passage on. Get a whiff of this stuff. Everything's going to be all right, baby. Really, it is. The sun is up. It's going to be a beautiful day. Here's your coffee. It may still be too hot. It is fresh. Brewed. And I'll just pour myself a cup and then I'm gonna crawl in with you. Move over, baby. Body and deed and bottom 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 and Bobby's ready. Thank you.
company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, to City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio. Lots to come this morning here at the Saturday Light Brigade, including a pop quiz. In moments at 7:20, our old pal Josh Verbanitz stops by to talk about the 2023 Campfire Ghost Stories series taking place in Allegheny County Parks. At 8:20, Gustavo Zajac will be here. Quantum Theater is presenting a play about Marc Chagall and his wife, and we'll talk about that play, which opens October 28th. Brian Pope will preview the latest new Hazlett Theater community-supported art program called Himbos at 8:35. At 10 o'clock this morning, we have a couple of students from Pittsburgh Musical Theater, and they will be followed by young playwrights from the City Theater Young Playwrights Program talking to us about their works. They are middle and high school students. And then at 11 o'clock, a brand new band for us featuring a blend of Scottish and Irish music. We're looking forward to having them live in studio here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio.
I'm an analog kind of guy. You can call me Analog Joe. Just keep it analog, buddy. That's the way I roll. Don't need no algorithm. I take my rhythm with me where I go. You see, I got a watch in my pocket, and all it does is tell the time. Got a little clock face, Buster, that suits me fine. I don't need to put my glasses on just to see that it's 9:30. Don't need no digital reminder to tell me when to take my pill. I don't need no app to figure the tip on my waiter's bill. I don't take no telephone movies, cause I ain't no Cecil B. DeMille. Analog, analog, call me Analog Joe. Analog, analog, Buster, that's the way I roll. Don't need no algorithm, I take my rhythm with me where I go. Shoes, analog guitar to sing my analog blues. Just give me 20 digits. I call them fingers and toes. Fingers play the music, keep the toes tapping as I go. Yeah, I go. One thing I want you to hear. Don't send me no digital flowers. Spare me the virtual tears. Just show up at my wake and drink my good old analog beer. Analog, analog, call me Analog Joe. Analog, analog, Buster, that's the way I roll. Just keep your algorithms, I'll take my rhythm with me when I go. Yeah, I go.
Joel Mabus at the Saturday Light Brigade as he makes his way off of the radio stage. And I'm glad you're here around the radio today. Good morning to Mike and Mars, Dust Bowl Jack in Warren, Ohio has checked in, as has Russ and Kang, North Carolina. Where's that Kang? North Carolina. And Tommy in Virginia, nice to have you here this morning. Some of the things we did this week here at SLB was welcome two classes from Manchester Academic Charter School for their middle school elective. We had open studios 4 days this past week. We also are working to accompany 4 students from our programs, along with a few busloads of students, to go to Harrisburg for mental health advocacy for teens. We're excited about that. Our Pittsburgh Youth Media Corps meetup took place on Monday. We welcomed the Latino Community Center here this week to talk about collaboration. We also had a storytelling workshop called Stories Around the Campfire. Another workshop in our Youth Media Center was a mixed media workshop called Hallowzine, where kids created themed zines as part of their work. And another wonderful open mic night taking place Thursday. You're invited to the next one this coming Thursday if you would like to come. We met with the Pennsylvania Youth Advocacy Network as well. And finally, I had the pleasure of convening with about 75 of my peers over on Hazelwood Green as we talked about ways we can help all children and youth reach their preferred future in a Richard King Mellon Foundation-sponsored convening that has really helped us all collaborate and think broadly and quite expansively about how we can use our resources and skills for good. It was a wonderful session where I had a chance to visit some old friends and see some new friends as well. Here's hoping you had a good week. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our pop quiz. This morning we want you to take the letters S-I-G and N. And we know of 11 words that you can form that are 6 letters in length and that contain S-I-G-N. In a row. Now, sign, S-I-G-N, must stay in a row, but you can add either a couple letters before sign or a couple letters after sign to form a total of up to 11 six-letter words. Can you come up with 10 of them? 4-1-2-200-5975. If you can't quite get to 10, that's okay. We'd still love to hear from you. Again, the goal is to come up with 6-letter words that contain the word sign, and you can put a couple letters before sign or a couple letters after sign. I don't think there's any where you can put one letter before and one letter after. Your words must be exactly 6 letters in length, and please share them with us when you get them. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. That's this morning's pop quiz. You can also use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio.
Sat on their park bench like bookends, a newspaper blown through the grass falls on the round toes of the high shoes of the old friends. Old friends, winter companions, the old men lost in their overcoats, waiting for the sunset. The sounds of the city sifting through trees settle like dust on the shoulders of the old friends. Can you imagine us years from today sharing a park bench quietly? How terribly strange to be 17. Old friends, memory brushes the same years, silently sharing the same
when I wrote this song. Well, I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither in the wind, and they crumble in your hand. Once my heart was filled with the love of a girl, I held her close, but she faded in the night, like a poem I meant to write. And the leaves that are green turned to brown.
Dog Round Boys at the Saturday Light Brigade with a song that got lots and lots of airplay. Fresh Tracks, their album. It still gets heard a lot. And Simon and Garfunkel with Old Friends, especially requested by Dust Bowl Jack and Warren. He mentioned he made a connection with a friend he hadn't talked with since 1981 through Facebook. One of the nice aspects of social media. I'm going to start with Tom's list and McCann list. There are many lists of words that came in, and most of the words are going to be the same. There are only 11 words that have the word sign in them that are six letters. He came up with resign, ensign, signet, assign, signor, or S-I-G-N-O-R, or signer, signer, S-I-G-N-E-R, cosine, signee, signed, assign, signal, and design. And he added High Sign, a brewery in Austin, and a Bosign, a Swedish home goods manufacturer. Well done. And John in Economy mentioned that this was a tough one, and he had all of those. Did we mention signet? Or unsign? I don't think Tom had those. So signet? Oh, Tom had signet, but not unsign. And cosine among his. And Russ, again, I'll repeat all of these. Design, cosine, ensign, resign, assign, signer, signee, signet, signed, sign up. That's a new one. Sign up. We'll accept that. Signal. And signor. Good morning to Mike. Linda has a great list. We've mentioned all of hers, but well done, Linda. And Mark, Mary Jean, and Megan also came up with a great list of answers. They had sign up in there too. And there are a few more to pass along. Barbara and Tom in Stallstown resign. Cosign. Ensign, design, assign, signal, sign, signer, and signet. Jim in Crafton Heights was able to come up with all of the ones we mentioned. And Gary put his in the form of a sentence. Gary writes, "Can I co-sign the loan or do I have to assign someone else to do it? I had to resign myself to the fact that the bank gave me a mixed signal as to how to proceed. In the end, I was Ensign Parker who signed the papers. The loan process..." Oh, I lost your paragraph. Hang on. "The loan process had a default design to make us all question how it is done." Thank you, Gary. Kathy had design, assign, resign, signal, ensign, cosign, signer, signed, signet, signet and signee. Tommy had all of those words. Mark, out in the North Hills, also had those same words, as did Sue in South Park. And Jeff in Squirrel Hill. And I should talk about SIGNOR, SIGNOR, which is a conventional Italian term of address, and I want to be sure I'm pronouncing this correctly. An Italian term of address, according to Webster's here, showing a respect, and pronounced signor or signar, at least according to the words right in front of me. And that is our pop quiz. Congratulations if you were able to come up with the words we were looking for this morning. There are quite a few words that contain sign. When designing that puzzle, we were going to not limit the number of letters in your answers, but we found, well over 100 words that contain sign in them if they are of any length. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions in Pittsburgh.
Summertime has come and gone. Winter soon will be coming on. We got 3 months to sing this song. It's fall, that's all. Yes, it's fall, that's all. And I really must confess, the summer and the winter and springtime too. autumn my love best. Fire in the fireplace, pumpkin in the yard. Give me a choice. It's not too hard. It's fall.
It's fall. That's all.
That's all. Summer, back to school. Days are getting short and cool. You better drain the water from the pool. It's fall, that's all. What's that smell that's in the air? Leaves are rustling everywhere. It's time for woolen underwear. It's fall, that's all. Yes, it's fall, that's all. And I really must confess, from summer and the winter and springtime too, it's autumn, my little best. Fire in the fireplace, pumpkin in the yard. Give me a choice. It's not too hard. It's fall.
It's fall. That's all.
That's all.
It's fall. That's all.
Labor Day and Halloween. Gardens lying picked and clean. There's sunsets like you've never seen. It's fall. That's all. World turns yellow, orange, red. At grandma's house, we will all be fed on pumpkin pie and gingerbread. It's fall, that's all. It's fall, that's all. I really must confess, oh, the summer and the winter and the springtime too. It's autumn, my love best. Fire in the fireplace, pumpkin in the yard. Give me a choice, it's not too hard. It's fall.
It's fall, that's all.
That's all.
John McCutcheon here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And although it's a little rainy at the moment, we've had some beautiful fall weather this week. Some beautiful crimson trees. And some crunchy leaves. Fall is always just beautiful around these parts. A chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our history riddle coming up.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's PAIR.com.
Our Youth Media Center's weekly open mic night for teens is going to be open for Lights On After School this coming Thursday, October 26th, from 4 to 6 o'clock. It will take on a Halloween theme and will have plenty of opportunities for teens to perform, sing, read, or rant in front of a supportive audience, as well as a costume contest, spooky snacks, and improvised collaborations. All ages and adults are welcome to tour our Youth Media Center as we support Lights On After School, a national effort to call attention to great after-school alternatives. We hope you'll consider joining us. You can check out our open mic, either as a teen, as a performer, or as an adult or younger person, just to check out our Youth Media Center. It all happens October 26th from 4 to 6 o'clock. More details at slbradio.org/openstudios. Check that, slbradio.org/openstudio, singular. Here comes this morning's history riddle. Are you ready? He was born October 21st, 1917. Chira, South Carolina was the place. An innovator, he was known for an odd-shaped horn. as well as a puffed out face. From 1935 to his death in 1993, his creativity and energy flowed without a stop. His 1979 autobiography was called To Be or Not To Bop. If that answer just popped into your head, such that you said, of course, it's got to be, well, why don't you call and share the fact that you know with us, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Again, he was born October 21st, 1917, Cheraw, South Carolina was the place. An innovator, he was known for an odd-shaped horn, as well as a puffed-out face. From 1935 to his death in 1993, his creativity and energy flowed without a stop. His 1979 autobiography was called To Be or Not To Bop. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. A great song now by Guy Clark from his album called Dublin Blues.
I got an old blue shirt and it suits me just fine. I like the way it feels, so I wear it all the time. I got an old guitar, won't ever stay in tune. I like the way it sounds in a dark and empty room. I got an old pair of boots and they fit just right. Well, I can work all day and I can dance all night. I got an old used car and it runs just like a top. I get the feeling it ain't ever gonna stop. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. I got a pretty good friend who's seen me at my worst. He can't tell if I'm a blessing or a curse. But he always shows up when the chips are down. That's the kind of stuff I like to be around. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. Crazy and paints like God. She's got a playground sense of justice, she won't take odds. I got a tattoo with her name right through my soul. think everything she touches turns to gold. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall.
Our friend Tad and Katie used that song at their wedding, and it really was a great choice. Well, a lot of correct answers on our Hist riddle, and Dust Bowl Jack is going to reveal who it is. Good morning, Dust Bowl.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling. You got this very quickly.
That was a fairly easy one for me. I did have a brief trumpet career in elementary school.
And
I like the instrument. Yeah. And like I said, it's pretty easy for me. I was always amazed at his puffy cheeks when he played.
Oh, yes.
Thought that.
And who is it that
we were taught?
Who is it that we're talking about, just so other folks know, just in case?
Okay, Dizzy Gillespie.
Yeah, Dizzy Gillespie, indeed. Yes, that upright horn of his pointing up to the sky, and the way his cheeks would puff out, some would describe them as like a moon in each cheek, just puffing all the way out, and just an amazing trumpet player. His dad died, he was only 10, and then he taught himself how to play trombone and trumpet, spent a little bit of time in music school, but then went out as a professional at the age of 18. And you played for a while, but did you keep going as a young adult, or did you stop after a bit?
I dropped out. They had a band set up. School-age children. And I was challenged by somebody, and I was demoted in my position in the band. So I found that devastating. So I gave it up.
I don't remember them doing that in my junior high and the high school band. On the other hand, I was a percussionist, so we didn't exactly have first chair and second chair, things like that. But that would be a lot to kind of make you not want to do it anymore if you're challenged. He appeared in Pittsburgh a number of times. They say that I was looking to find when he bent his horn like that, and I don't have any information on that. But he played that up that horn with the bell bent up for a long time, really his whole career. So I'm glad you were able to come up with him and pretty much created, well, he would deny that. He popularized bebop. He called it just the continuation of a long, long thread of music as his life went on, just a link to the past and the future. So Dizzy Gillespie it is. Any plans for you today?
We're in the process of moving, clearing the house we were in we're in a new home now. So they put the for sale sign up the other day at our place in Warren, and we've relocated, according to the post office, to Girard, Ohio, which is a neighboring community to Youngstown, Ohio.
Yes, I was going to say, at one time, one of my nieces or nephews, I can't remember because they weren't there long, but they lived in Girard, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's those are tough times, though, when you're making a move like that. So hopefully.
Yeah, there's certain things have to be, you know, I guess I'm a collector, too much of a collector.
Too much
bad
stuff,
transition.
Yeah.
We got, right, that number, too much stuff, yeah. But that's what we'll be attending to today, and maybe I'll have time to get watch a college football game on TV, but that's what we're up to today, back and forth between Warren and Girard, but 7 miles away from our home in Warren. So it's not real far away, but, you know, we got things we got to get in order to get the place sold. So,
well, good luck. I'm sure it's going to be moves like that are tough. I think I mentioned earlier, it could have been last week, that short moves seem to sometimes be the most challenging. So here's hoping it goes well. And thanks, as always,
okay,
for being here.
One more thing. It's a downsize, too. We're downsizing, which just makes it.
Yes, yes. You got to get in a ruthless mood and just decide, no, 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 no. And you and your wife need to cross-check one another and make sure. Also, have no sentimentality as you're
right,
doing it.
Yeah. Thank God we had help from four different people, two of her nieces and my brother and a friend of mine that have been helping us out with the moving. So we got most of the stuff in this new house, but, you know, there's some more things to be moved around over here at the old house to get it ready. So nice talking today, Larry. Have a great day.
You Ricky, too.
And
happy moving, and I'm glad you called and knew who we were looking for. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
And the story of the bent trumpet is that Dizzy Gillespie had it on a stand, and somebody knocked it over, the bell bent, and he liked it, so he decided that it should stay that way. So that's the name of that tune, so to speak. A lot of other correct answers. Nick in West Mifflin did it, and yes, Nick, I love that you remembered this. Dizzy Gillespie indeed did do a promo for WYEP in the day, and it was in the day when I was its co-program director. We had Dizzy Gillespie record a promo for us. Kevin Amos, Rhett Weatherspoon, Bill Koltek, and I did years ago. Jim in Blackridge knew we were looking for him, as did Barb in Oakmont, John in Carrick, Mike in Mars, who saw him at the Three Rivers Arts Festival. Linda knew we were looking for him. John in Economy Borough got it. Tommy in North Chesterfield knew the correct answer, as did Tom in McCandless. And I think one more brigadier just phoned. Susie in Alexandria knew the correct answer.
At this time, we would like to play a tune that was composed by my worthy constituent, Mr. Dizzy Gillespie, in the year of 1942. We sincerely hope you do enjoy Salt Peanuts.
Let's go now. Here it comes.
Salt peanuts, salt peanuts, salt peanuts, salt peanuts, salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. The name of this salt. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Thank you.
that, it's Max Roach, if you're wondering. Bud Powell on the piano just before him. From 1953 in Toronto, Dizzy Gillespie, today's history riddle answer, along with Charlie Parker, Charles Mingus, and the aforementioned Bud Powell and Max Roach. Congratulations if you came up with Dizzy Gillespie. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 5 minutes. Hey! Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Nick from West Mifflin's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJFM Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, well, I don't understand. Are you reeling in the years? Stored away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 17. All this time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. Well, the weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge, well, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years? Stored away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? You stored away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Thank you.
time. The trip we made to Hollywood is etched upon my mind. After all the things we've said and done, you find another man. The things you think are useless, well, I don't understand. Are you reeling in the years? You're stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Stone away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
The group is called Full Chord. Brand new into our library here at the Saturday Light Brigade. In just moments, we are going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our crossword puzzle of the air. Good morning to Bruce. Nice to have you tuned in Ingram.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Assemble, a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education based in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
In case you missed it, last week's on-air segments featuring the Powder Mill Avian Research Center, Allegheny Observatory, Meadowcroft, Pittsburgh Concert Society honoree Benjamin Lynn,